Good afternoon. Welcome in. Jimmy B and TC on the air with you as we come to you live today from Villaggio Italian Restaurant. The game is on. We're watching a little afternoon baseball out here today. Cubs and Nationals just underway. If you're getting off work today looking for a spot, happy hour goes until 6 o'clock each and every weekday here at Villaggio. Here until 6 o'clock this evening, Jimmy B joins the fray. Jimmy B, you're out and about today, so you don't get good Italian food with us tonight.
You know, I'm highly disappointed in that, Trent. Look, I wish I could have been there in the vehicle on the way doing a little business, but I know that you'll hold down the fort for me, and I'm sure that you could eat for both of us.
Well, you got that right, and I'll drink for both of us as well. I'll be hitting both sides of that and doing it well for us here today. Well, Jimmy B, certainly a weekend to remember. The Hawkeyes get it done over Illinois. They pull away in the fourth quarter for the easy victory, but that is not the story. The story is what happened down in Norman, Oklahoma. Iowa State, an incredible performance. Get down 14. Nothing felt like, here we go again. The comeback, they outscore Oklahoma 25-7. In the second half and pull off the biggest shocker in college football this season.
Absolutely the biggest shocker. Look, I'm putting that up like with Buster Douglas knocking out Mike Tyson. I mean, it shocked the world. That's how this game was. You're not a 30-31 point dog. You walk into Oklahoma's house and beat them. Brett, that just doesn't happen. It's like reality TV, and I still had to pinch myself and turn the TV off and then turn it back on to make sure that I saw what I was watching was real, and it was sensational, and to be honest with you, I couldn't be more pleased for Iowa State, the program, second-year coach Matt Campbell, and of course, what we saw from Kyle Kemp and the display as well that we got from Joel Lennon. That's just unbelievable what took place.
It really was. And Jimmy B, as you go through and you look at that performance that we saw out of Kyle Kemp, you know, Friday, when it was still just a rumor. You know, what was going to happen? What were we going to see out of Iowa State? Was it going to be Jacob Park? Well, then we find out later in the day that the rumor was true. He wasn't going to be with the squad. You know, when we're finding that out, we were both kind of surprised. Well, if he's not going to go, everybody said it was going to be Kyle Kemp that we heard from inside the program. And it was certainly a head-scratcher because, A, we didn't believe Iowa State had any shot. And because of that, why don't we give the kid a shot? A redshirt freshman in Zeb Nolan that we know they were very excited about last year. You know, before August camp, there was talk of him being in the mix to maybe even be the starter as a true freshman. Well, he gets injured. He goes through a repair of the ACL comeback this year, and we thought, oh, what are they doing here? I guess it just goes to show you, Jimmy B, maybe those coaches know just a little bit more than you and I.
I agree with you 100% from that standpoint. However, we were correct when we did say it wouldn't surprise us if Joel Lanning was playing quarterback in that game. We both did say that on Friday, and the kid is unbelievable. Remember, Trent, before the season even began, and I talked about what a story this could be if it gets spread nationally. Well, now it is spread nationally, and it's unbelievable what this kid has been able to do. And if you really weren't paying that close attention,
not only is he the guy who calls the plays on the defense, then he became the guy who calls the plays on the offense, then he became the guy who calls plays on special teams because he played a couple of downs on special teams. Trent, I think he played like 78 or 79 snaps in that game on Saturday. I don't know if they had an ice tub that could cool that boy down. I'm serious. Man, oh man, that's a lot of playing in college football at the top level. And did he ever perform? And look, I'm still sitting down, and last night I ran through some of the highlights again because I know what we were going to do the show today and talk about it. And I'm just shaking my head at some of the plays. the touchdown, the short pass to Trevor Ryan, mm-hmm. and then he goes over 50 yards down the sideline. You can go on and on about Alan Lazard's catch in the end zone and the way that Kyle Kemp put the ball on the money.
Yes.
And wasn't shaking in his shoes. And the way that the defense, down 14, found a way to make a couple of corrections. And as you stated, hold Oklahoma down to 7 points in the second half. It's an amazing story and a terrific accomplishment.
Well, and you go back to what, for all intents and purposes, was the final play of the day, Jimmy B, as Baker Mayfield facing a fourth down and one. He's sitting back there. He's dancing around. Not a lot of pressure. But during that play, they had the front three going after him. But it was Joel Lanning that was standing there that was having the spy on Baker Mayfield. And as he rolled out to the right side, there went Joel Lanning applying a little bit more pressure. The play that he had to still be able to make that play, the play in the fourth quarter where he got the sack, the fumble recovery, you know, back in the first half that really changed the momentum of that football game. He was all over the place. And Jimmy B, it got to the point during the summer where I personally, I was kind of sick of the story. All right, he's going over, he's playing linebacker, that's where he's going to be. And he's, but I really was. I was kind of sick of hearing the talk about it. It was at the point that it just, to me, didn't matter. But he kept making plays, he kept getting it done, and that one, that's going to go down in lore. And the funny thing is, you know, state people right now are talking about this and calling this the Joel Lanning game, but that takes away from so many other players. That takes away from Kyle Kemp. This kid, a fifth-year walk-on, was going out to play at Toledo after it didn't work for him at Oregon State, didn't play in junior college when he went to JUCO to try to see some minutes, and all of a sudden, what does he do? Puts on one of the best performances we've ever seen from an Iowa State quarterback against Oklahoma. And you go back and people talk about the historic nature of this and what we've seen throughout the time. We've seen, you know, Iowa State pull upsets, what they did to Nebraska. Well, there were 7 turnovers in that game. And some of the other upsets that we've seen, at least in my lifetime, in my memory over the last 30-plus years, Jimmy B, but those were fluky. For the most part, those were ones where everything had to go their way. Iowa State went down to Norman, Oklahoma, and beat the third-ranked team in the country, and beat them, not with fluke, they just beat them by being a better football team.
I agree with you 100%. On that particular day, Iowa State was better than the Oklahoma Sooners. And you said it correctly. They have won games in the past, pulled off upsets, a couple of fluke plays here and there that would help, but there was nothing. And I mean absolutely nothing fluky at all about what took place on Saturday. They went head-to-head. You talked about Lanning's fumble recovery, which changed the momentum, because Oklahoma was going in again at that particular time.
Yep.
And that changed everything. And then remembered also they were throwing out of their own end zone, and Kemp hit Lazard for a big 20-yard gain and a first down, which got them away from the in their own end zone. So, I mean, there is play after play after play that you can go and look at and say, God, that changed everything. And then 10 minutes later, there's another play that was even better. And then a play that's even better than that one. It was an amazing game and an amazing victory for the Cyclones.
It was unbelievable, no doubt about it. And one that'll go down. Now the next step for them, Jimmy B., obviously, you got to beat Kansas. It's what we talked about. But a week ago at this time, after the loss to Texas, it was, you know, the bowl chances look to be out the window. Now those are right back at the forefront. And that's the talk of this team is, can they get to 6 victories? You beat Kansas, you're at 4, and you're right there. Even with the difficult nature of the remaining schedule after the Kansas game, there's no doubt in my mind that this team can get there. And they do it with Kyle Kemp at quarterback. That's the other odds part. And that's why, you know, any credence to anybody that was picking outside of, you know, the Cyclone Jerrys and the Mike and Waterloos of the world, outside of them picking Iowa State to win this football game against Oklahoma, is you're without Jacob Park. A guy that, as poorly as he played against Texas, you know how well that guy can play. It didn't feel like this was a game that you can pull an upset in. Now you got a real quarterback controversy, and it's difficult trying to figure out what Matt Campbell was talking about today. He's calling Jacob Park day-to-day. How do you read into that?
I was a little confused because he came out and he said, well, Kemba's going to start. He's our guy. He's playing Saturday. But Jacob Park is day-to-day. Okay, you and I are day-to-day. Everybody is day-to-day from that standpoint.
Yep.
If that's what he, if that's how he was referring to it, okay, I understand it. But if you get another performance out of Kyle Kemp, and I'm not saying he's got to throw for 300-plus yards and four touchdowns. And, I mean, even though that might take place against the Kansas team, but if he is relatively solid in his performance, now you're in a position where, and it always cracks me up where people always say, well, because he was injured or had an issue, he shouldn't lose his job as the starter. Well, yeah, you always play the hot hand.
Yep.
And if he has lost his job to Kyle Kemp, he's lost his job. So if he comes back to the team, and if he's on the sidelines, Kyle Kemp is playing, and if football happens, rolls an ankle, hurts a pinky, something where he can't hold the football, Park has to come in, he can, you know, be the star again. But my point is right now, you got to dance with a girl who brung you, and that girl and that bringing is Kyle Kemp right now.
So here's the quotes from Matt Campbell today. First of all, he was asked if this was an active competition. Campbell said, quote, it can't be active because one guy is not active. Well, okay, that tells us something right there. The second part of his quote today from the press conference, we're not going to talk about it anymore. When there's news to address, we'll address it. Is he still a member of our team? Yes. Is he still around us? Yes. Any more than that, I don't think it's fair to him or to anybody else to get into it. That leads to my next question, Jimmy B. Has Jacob Park taken his last snap at Iowa State?
That's a tough one because at least listening to what the coach said today, that they were at least supportive in helping Jacob Park, whatever the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they are supportive in that. I am not going to rule out that he has taken his last snap until after this weekend. Once again, I'll go back to what I said earlier, and that is if Kemp plays reasonably well, there's no need to change quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. That it's his job until something happens. But it'll be interesting to see if indeed, and I'll take it even a step further, the following Monday when they have their press conference, if indeed Coach says, Matt Campbell, that he's day-to-day.
Right, right.
And he's with the team, but he's day-to-day. If it's the same rhetoric, then I'm going to lean in your direction that he has taken his last snap. If he comes back and says he's going to be practicing this week,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to say, know that he hasn't.
Yeah, it's still a lot to keep our eye on there, Jimmy B. Well, we're coming to you live today from Bellagio Italian Restaurant. You're looking for the Cubs game, a place to go. We got you set up. Great Italian food as well. Bellagio on 100th Street in Urbandale. It's the old Murphy's Bar. Jimmy B., you probably spent time or two at Murphy's back in the day, I'm sure, right?
I frequented that place. I know exactly where you are, pal. Yeah.
Well, Jimmy,
I should be there probably in about an hour.
Well, Jimmy B, he is out and about today. He'll be back with us later on in the program, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We need to take a timeout. We'll come back on the other side. Zuba Mahente kick things off. We'll get his perspective from ESPN Bristol, Connecticut, and some thoughts on the Iowa State victory and much more. 4:40. We get ready and break down the Bears-Vikings tonight, Monday Night Football, as it'll be the Vikes and the Bears. We got you covered with Jeff Hughes. He'll be stopping by 5:20 also. We'll get back into the Cyclones as Alex Halstead will be here. We got Derek from BC Divide. He stopped by. We'll talk Hawkeyes with them as they get the victory coming up here in just a little bit. Quick timeout, Zuba Mahente from ESPN. He's our first guest coming to you live from Bellagio. It's happy hour. Cubs are on in. The Houston Astros have just advanced to the American League Championship Series as they come back and beat the Red Sox 5-4 in the pouring rain the Astros are on to the ALCS. We got you covered here from Bellagio. Stop on out. Happy hour happening right now.
KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by AccountTemps. AccountTemps is the better way to find top talent quickly. AccountTemps interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Visit AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
The prices at some Halloween attractions are scarier than the events themselves. That's why we're bringing you Half Off Haunts. You'll save 50% at these great places for Halloween fun. Like Howell's Pumpkin Patch. Howell's Pumpkin Patch is loaded with pumpkins and farm fun, including a corn maze, giant bull slide, great pumpkin jumping pad, new this year, 8-person International Harvester pedal tractor, and push-pull tractors and more. Another half-off haunt is Scream Acres at Bloomsbury Farm in Atkins. Scream Acres features four different attractions: Cell Block Z, the Carnival Chaos, the Slaughterhouse, and Haunted Cornfield. The final half-off haunt is the Pumpkin Ranch in Winterset, home of Iowa's Mega Corn Maze, Jump Pillows, Zip Lines, Giant Tube Slide at Toddler Town, and Pumpkins. Learn more about these half-off haunts now with the Sweet Deals at 1700KBGG.com.
Quantities are limited. Don't miss your chance to save 50% at these great places for Halloween fun. Half off haunts.
As a bee emoji, there's nothing I love more than a strong shot of nectar. But getting behind the wheel when you're buzzed? That makes me want to sting. Drive sober and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no-obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Welcome back, Jimmy B and TC, as we take you up until 6 o'clock on 1700 KBGG. Zuba Mahente with ESPN. He joins us right now on the Draft House 50 hotline. Zubin, good afternoon. How are things?
good. I'm not as doing as good as the Houston Astros at the moment. I just actually ended up watching that. It was a restaurant here. I think it's an awesome story. And I know the Indians had the 68-year drought. And I know baseball got the right teams in, quote-unquote, with the Yankees and in Washington, D.C., and the superstars like Judge and Harper. But to me, I think the Astros are a really compelling story. Half a century, more than a half a century of waiting. Obviously, everything that's happened since Hurricane Harvey. Verlander looks so great that he came in today and he faced a little bit of adversity. If you don't have a dog in the fight, when I know obviously the majority of teams are not left in the playoffs, but if you don't have a dog in the fight, obviously the Cubs, I should mention the Cubs, but if you don't have a dog in the fight, I think the Astros are just a terrific, terrific story.
Yeah, it is. And come back today, a fun game happening out there. We got the Cubs and Nationals as we're on live broadcast remote here today from Villaggio on 100th Street in Urbandale. Stop on out. We got the games on. Cubs and Nationals, no score as they play in that one right now. Well, Zubin, over the college weekend, the epicenter of college football turns their attention to Oklahoma as the Sooners fall to Iowa State. No Jacob Park. We were saying no chance. And shows you what we know, certainly, with that one, Zubin. What a performance by out of the Cyclone Saturday.
You know, we've been talking about this nonstop since it's happened on Saturday. I'm sure you've been talking about it on your show. I'm sure everybody in the state has been talking about it. The one group of people I wanted to really mention in this is, you know, I was on another radio show earlier today where they said, you know, is this bigger for Oklahoma? Is this a bigger letdown for Oklahoma? Or is the story Iowa State rising to the surface? And to me, it's clearly Iowa State rising to the surface. I totally understand that Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield, basically more or less intimated they may not have taken this game as serious. You saw them wilt a little bit against Baylor. They have so much more talent than Baylor. They should have blown Baylor out. It was a blowout in the beginning. They let Baylor creep back into the game. And you just know they just sort of feel like they could coast because of who they are. That game against Baylor should not have been close. It was. The game against Iowa State shouldn't have been close. And it was. So from that perspective, I don't think anybody could argue that Oklahoma has loads more talent. But the one group of people that are being, I think, routinely ignored in this entire thing, because you can harp on Oklahoma or you can praise Iowa State, the players on each side. You know this as well as anybody, being a proud Iowa lifer. I was in Iowa for quite some time, and I still follow a lot of things that are going on as closely as I can. There is no more loyal or resilient or more deserving fan base than Iowa State's fan base. Mm-hmm. And they deserve that win so badly. I will tell you what, Trent, when I got to Iowa, it was 2001, my very first game that I covered. I'm sure you remember this. Maybe some of your younger listeners are too young, but I remember a lot of your listeners will certainly remember this guy. The first game I ever covered at Jack Trice Stadium was Seneca Wallace's first game. They played Northern Iowa. I think they won 45-7. I can still remember it as clear as day. And since then, they've just basically gone through a litany of coaches. They have not had a ton of success. They've had a lot of heartbreak. They played in some bowl games. It's been rather undistinguished. I think that's a very fair word to use. From Gene Chizik to Paul Rhodes, McCartney before that, now Matt Campbell. It's just been a cavalcade of just mediocrity and letdown. And what do they do in those 16 years when I first got there to today, when I really can give you a good example of what it was like? I can't tell you what it was like in the Jim Walden days. I wasn't there. You were there. But I would tell you that in the 16 years that I've been closely following the program, I've seen nothing but mediocre play for the most part. And every year, all I see is season ticket sales go up, an aggressive AD, a bowled in stadium that used to have a grassy knoll. When I covered that game in 2001, I certainly remember people sitting on that hill watching the game. And now you've got a great stadium that's got thousands of more seats. You've got season ticket sales going through the roof for a three-win team coming off of Matt Campbell's first season. And to see that level of support, most programs in America, you know, they would just wane. If they had this level of mediocrity, it would just be slumping attendance, slumping TV ratings, and people just overtly going against the program. Iowa State's fans have stood by them through thick and thin, much more thin. And it is so, to me, well-deserved for this fan base that has just consistently supported a product that most fan bases would not support if that team was theirs, and they deserve this one.
I got a kick. I was talking to a Cyclone buddy Sunday. I let him enjoy the victory, And he goes, boy, I'm a big Notre Dame fan now. I'm a big Tennessee fan. I don't want anybody to fire their coach because I don't want anybody sniffing around Matt Campbell. And that's the other side of it. You know, when he took the job, I know there were a lot of people that know the coaching profession that scratched their head about it, saying a guy with this upside that won back-to-back nine games at Toledo looked to have the pedigree that people are going to be looking for. Why is he taking the Iowa State job? And Zubin, he came out and said at that first media day at Ames and when he was down at the Big 12 media days, he talked about that people don't realize how good of a job this can be with the right guy. It's a big stretch. I mean, they haven't even got bowl eligibility. There's still a long ways to go this year. But this is a guy, if he can get Iowa State turned around, there's going to be people calling his name.
No question. Because of his age, he's still got the best is yet to come. And let's be honest, you know as well as I do, and this is a little bit different because your favorite team has basically had two coaches for the last however many decades,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
But the bottom line is, if somebody's sniffing around Matt Campbell, the bottom line is it's great for Iowa State. Because he's clearly at that point going to have left Iowa State in better shape than he found it. And that is the price of success. You know, at a certain point, Boise was just going to lose Chris Peterson, but they knew when they lost him, it was going to be well worth it because the program was going to be in far better shape than he found it. And Iowa State is trending in that direction. So if Jamie Pollard gets calls, it's because he made the right call. And now you just have to go out to find the next Matt Campbell. So I think if people are starting to go after Matt Campbell, it's got to be a good sign because it feels like you're moving in the right direction. Trent, it's no different than when I went to college. I went to Rutgers. And when Greg Schiano started getting, now listen to this, Trent, NFL calls, right? Not just other college football calls. This guy was coaching at one of the most moribund programs in the history of the sport. And he was getting NFL calls, and obviously he became an NFL head coach straight out of Rutgers. That's a great problem for Rutgers to have. Now, they haven't been able to replace him, but that was a great problem for the school at the time. So that would be great for Matt Campbell, but happens. I interviewed Matt, and I'm sure you've interacted with him far more than I have probably, but I interviewed him when he was here. All the coaches come here every July and August, as you probably know, to talk. And the guy was just like, I just said to him, I said, what was that 3-9 season like? And he's just like, he didn't want to say it because he was very modest. But he basically said, like, I'm a winner. Like, you know, I was a winner at a college program. I played in one of the greatest D3 programs of all time.
Yep.
I was a winner in the MAC. Like, I'm not into losing. Like, I'm just, and nothing against Dan McCarney. Dan did a great job. Can't qualify him as a winner. Gene was a winner, but he never was a head coach winner, right? He was always just like a hot assistant on like a legendary program. You never knew if he could win. Paul Rhodes, same thing. Very inspiring little guy, Ankeny, all that stuff. You can't point to him and say this guy is a winner. I understand Matt Campbell has not done it at the Big 12 level, but winning is winning. Remember when Bill Snyder took over Kansas State? They criticize him to this day, Trent, for scheduling these cream puff opponents. But you know why Bill Snyder did that? Because he said, my guys need to walk off the field one day with a W. They have to know how that feels. It doesn't matter who we beat. When the clock strikes zero, we have to have more points so my guys have that lift in energy when they're heading into practice the following week. Winning isn't, I'm not going to be too cliche here, but, you know, I am a sports anchor, so very cliches are my thing. You know, winning is a habit, and so is losing. And it's one of those things where this guy is just a winner. He is. In everything he's done, he's a winner, so he's not going to have a little adversity like a 3-9 season hold him back because the large sample size of his career says, that's not me. I'm not the 3-9 guy. Everything else. I love this hire. I love this guy. And I think whatever Iowa State's ceiling is, and I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is, Trent, but I love this guy. And let me lastly mention, I loved us because, you know, after the upset happened, we were playing all the radio calls and people were talking about Oklahoma's uncle. To hear John's voice, you know, John was my guy. John was my boss. He's an amazing guy. One of the best guys you'll ever meet, John Walters. To hear him call that Lazard touchdown catch, I got chills. Like, because he's such a great guy and he's been so much for the university and he was so close to Pete. And he's been so great to all of Central Iowa for the 27, 30 years he's been there. He just could not have been. I'm so happy to see it for him because he's such a great guy. He embodies a passion for Iowa State like nobody.
Well, it's been great catching up with you here. Hey, just a 20-second answer. Did Iowa State, well, we know they hurt the Big 12 when they beat Oklahoma State back in 2011, and we got that garbage SEC championship game with Alabama LSU. Is the Big 12 in trouble unless TCU runs the table?
I don't think so. There's plenty of teams in the three-plus year history of the college football playoff that have made it with one loss. I think the Big 12 title game will be the ultimate elixir. I think any team that has a chance that has their toe stubbed will obviously take on a great team in the Big 12 championship game. That could be something that helps out teams that didn't have that option in 2014, 15, or 16. So I don't think they're out of it by any stretch of the imagination. They do have the trump card on Ohio State, obviously, if it were to come down to between those two, having one on the road. But there's been plenty of one-loss teams that have not only made the college football playoff, but won the championship as a one-loss team, including Ohio State in the very first year of it. So I would not rule anybody out at this point at all.
Awesome. Zubin Mehente, ESPN. Zubin, as always, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on the Ken Miller Show with Trent Condon.
Look forward to it, Trent. Thanks, man.
That's Zubin Mehente. You see his work on ESPN, and he joins us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Well, here, not in studio, we're on remote today. Got a guest joining us, Derek from BC Divide. To talk a little Hawkeyes for a couple of minutes. What's happening?
Not a lot, Trent. I'm happy to be here, man.
Well, we're watching the Cubs. Got that on. No score. Boy, Scherzer has looked very good. The Astros come back, beat the Red Sox, and they move on to the American League Championship Series. A little baseball going on. And the Hawkeyes get it done. We've been talking basically for the first 33 minutes of the show about the Cyclones.
Did the Hawkeyes play this weekend?
Oh, boy. A win is a win, I guess.
No, you know, and for those of you who don't know, I'm the Hawkeye side of our website.
Yes.
My brother Cody is the Cyclone side, and you know, obviously as a Hawk fan, it was they're getting a little overlooked after this weekend, and rightfully so. I mean, that was a heck of a performance by Iowa State, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. I don't think anybody saw that coming. I know certainly myself and my brother didn't, and you know, it's just really cool to see. I even as a Hawk fan, I've got a lot of respect for Matt Campbell and the way they're doing things in Ames, and I think you'd have to be naive to not admit that, you know, he's starting to turn that program around. I really think it's headed in the right direction.
Should Hawkeye fans, you're a Hawkeye fan,
sure.
I'm a Hawkeye fan, and everyone that listens knows that. I try to be objective, but should we be a little bit nervous about the boys north?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I am.
Yeah.
I am nervous. I don't have any problem admitting that, and honestly, though, I think it's a good thing. I mean, it's great for football in the state of Iowa.
Yes.
It's great for the Cy-Hawk rivalry, which is, you know, our site, Black and Cardinal Divide. That's what it's about. It's about Iowa and Iowa State. And Hawk fans in general, at least from my perspective, this is a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing for Iowa State to turn their football program around. And it should put to rest any argument about getting rid of the Cy-Hawk series if Iowa State can just become a better program. They don't have to become excellent, but if they can just become legitimate and start to compete and make it to decent bowl games, then it doesn't make Iowa's strength of schedule look weak any longer. And that's really the only argument anybody has that wants to get rid of this series. So I think it's a great thing. But yes, to answer your question, yeah, I'm nervous, especially when it comes to the recruiting aspect of things. This is going to be huge for Iowa State.
Yeah, and there's plenty of Hawkeye fans out there that just kind of scoff. You know, Iowa State, and that's legitimized if Iowa State can become consistent. You know, every once in a while put together an 8-win season, bowl eligible, and yeah, there's going to be some down years, but if they can do that and be a consistent winner, it's going to change the perception of things. Derek, we got to take a break when we come back on the other side. We preview Bears and Vikings with Jeff Hughes from DeBears Blog, and then Derek will join us one more time before we get to the 5 o'clock hour. Jimmy B and TC live from Bellagio Italian Restaurant. We're here until 6 o'clock. Stop on out. We got the Cubs Nationals on. Happy hour goes till 6 o'clock. Food with our friends at Bellagio. Quick timeout, back with more. We get ready for Monday Night Football next on Jimmy B and TC.
First Light with Evan Hanning every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Sponsored by AccountTemps. AccountTemps isn't just a staffing firm. They're people who believe in finding you the right person to fit your company's needs. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Right now, the Home Depot has select special order Anderson windows and patio doors for 15% off. If you've been waiting for just the right time to upgrade, you're in luck. You're also in good company. J.D. Power has recognized Anderson for outstanding customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors. So stop waiting and start saving. Select Anderson windows and patio doors, 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th. See store for details.
I listened to jackhammers and honking horns on my commute this morning.
I listened to a great business book on Audible.
I think I'm now partially deaf in one ear.
I think I'm going to ask for a raise.
Is it bad that I can't stop hearing a ringing noise?
You should give Audible a try.
Excuse me?
I said you should give Audible a try.
Upgrade your commute. Ride with Audible. Download the Audible app and start your free 30-day trial today.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones, too. Like a fall cleaning frenzy and 10% off cleaning products from Mrs. Meyers, Seventh Generation, and Watkins. Or a pumpkin carving party. Find the best jack-o'-lantern and an awesome deal with large pumpkins for only $4.99 each. Plus, we've lowered prices on hundreds of market pantry and up-and-up items like soup, baking essentials, vitamins, and more. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 some more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Welcome back, Jimmy B and TC. Trent Connan with you until 6 o'clock. Jim Brinson will join the fray once again a little bit later on. But right now, as we come to you live from Villaggio Italian Restaurant, happy hour going on. And we, of course, have the Cubs and the Nationals on. The other big game in Chicago tonight, Monday Night Football. It is the Bears and the Vikings. And joining us from DeBearsBlog.com, he is Jeff Hughes. Jeff, long time no talk. How are things?
Things are very good, Trent. It's exciting to finally get this 2017 football season underway tonight. We wasted a month. That month is over. We'll choose to ignore what happened for 4 weeks, and we'll start the season in earnest tonight against the Vikings.
Jeff, you have been very outspoken, as you are very good at doing, about the quarterback situation with the Bears. It's, I think, the plan that a lot of people believe that they were going to do, basically get the mini bye week with the Thursday game against the Packers and then this game on Monday night against the Vikings. It's a plan that we certainly could see bearing out even back in the summertime. The frustrations for Glennon, though, were very high. It kind of leads to the question, what was Ryan Pace thinking in the first place, even with taking Trubisky out of the equation? What was he thinking?
Well, I think it's just, first of all, on the plan. The plan was not to play Mitch Trubisky in Week 5. The plan for this Bears organization was to play Mike Glennon the entirety of 2016. They did not sign him, 2017. They did not sign him, as crazy as it might sound. They did not sign him to be a stopgap for a few weeks and work the kid in. They truly believed that what he showed on tape in Tampa was just scratching the surface of his ability, and he was going to take a step up once he joined this team. That was just a gross miscalculation of his ability. I started writing about this in March. I didn't understand the signing then. Once they drafted Trubisky and got these guys on the same field, it was evident to everybody, every beat writer, every fan who watched them in practice, and every player on that defense, day in and day out, that Trubisky was talented and Glennon wasn't particularly talented. And what finally broke this locker room was Akeem Hicks and some other defensive players going to John Fox and saying, "We're playing against this guy every day in practice. We see what his ability level is. We know how good he is. What are we doing at quarterback? Why are we rendering this team essentially non-competitive with a player who's not equipped to lead an NFL franchise?" That's why the decision got made and the change got made. And quite frankly, I don't understand why Mike Glennon is even on the roster anymore. They have Mark Sanchez on this roster to be the backup, to mentor the kid. Mike Glennon should have been released. Let him go sign somewhere else. The Bears are going to pay the money anyway. It was just a mistake. And if Trubisky works out, no one will remember the first month of this season. No one will care that they lost 3 out of 4 games. But it doesn't change the fact that the GM got one wildly wrong. And I just, as you're asking, what was he thinking? He thought he found a quarterback, and he didn't. Now we have to hope that his evaluation of the rookie is way better.
Well, the rookie gets his shot tonight against a pretty formidable opponent. You get him at home, but it is the Vikings. That defense has been good for the last couple of seasons as they've rebuilt things, and Mike Zimmer has done a nice job. Landing spot here against the Viking defense. Do you like the way this sets up for Trubisky?
He played against in this game. I know a lot of people sort of harped on where you wanted to fit him in. Did you want to go against the Saints? A weaker defense? Did you want to wait until I just think you got to get the kid on the field. He's got to make mistakes. Every rookie quarterback makes a whole lot of mistakes, and you just have to live through those mistakes. This is fine. He's at home. He's pumped up. They also, I think the one thing about his development that people are missing here, the Bears are not punting this season. The Bears are looking around this NFC and seeing that there aren't that many great teams, and they know they have to get some wins under their belt. This head coach is by no means guaranteed 2018. He's got to get some wins under his belt. And the way for John Fox to keep his job right now is to show that he's the right head coach to bring Mitch Trubisky along and develop the kid. If he does that, and if this team plays well over the next 12 games, say they go 6-6, I don't see how John Fox isn't back next year. So this move was about Mitch Trubisky, about getting him on the field, but it's also about saving face in that locker room and trying to salvage something from 2017.
Well, 2017, 1-3 is where they are right now with the Vikings tonight. 7:30 kickoff on ESPN, and we'll have the coverage as well on 1700 with Westwood One. You know, defensively, this team, there's been highs, there's been lows, there's been some head-scratching. A lot of defensive injuries this year. Where does this defense go as John Fox is looking to build it in his image with that 3-4 scheme?
Well, I think what they've really established is powerful run defense. With missing both of their starting inside linebackers. teams are going to start just throwing the ball on them almost every down because you're wasting downs a lot of times running the ball on them. The secondary's coming together. They're making plays, far more plays than they've made the last couple of years. I've been surprised that Amukamara has made a difference, but he has. Here's the problem with trying to evaluate this defense is that two of the four games, the quarterback just threw them out of the game in the first quarter. So it was very hard to figure out where the positives are on this defense. I think this all comes down to, as it always does, where are they getting their pass rush? They need to get edge pass rush. Now they've lost Willie Young, Pernell McPhee, in and out of the lineup. Leonard Floyd using coverage way more than I would like to see him using coverage. And tonight, if they leave Sam Bradford in an empty pocket, he's going to dice him up because those receivers are playing exceptional football right now. Thielen and Diggs have been the best wide receiving tandem in the league this year. So what I would say right now is they need pass rush. They need the secondary, when they get their hands on the ball, to take it away. And if they can get a couple turnovers in these games, with the strength of their offensive line and running game, they're going to be in every game. So I think the defense is getting better. I think they'll continue to get better as the season goes on. But if they don't have a pass rush week in and week out, teams are going to dice them up. Especially, just look at what Aaron Rodgers did yesterday. You go up against him with no pass rush, you're dead.
Yeah, and we saw that a week ago Thursday as well for the Bears in that matchup with the Pack. We finish up here as we're talking with Jeff Hughes, our friend from DeBearsBlog.com on the Draft House 50 hotline. Jeff, as you go through it and you look at, you know, this squad and what it's taken to this point, the run game, Jordan Howard after his rookie year, a lot of excitement there. For and maybe the listeners that aren't a fan of the Vikings-Bears, haven't seen Chicago yet this season, give us a hit on Tariq Cohen.
Tariq Cohen is special. And there was word out of camp from day one. I mean, the first practice was Tariq Cohen was opening eyes. I would compare him a little bit to Tariq Hill in Kansas City. I think the Bears will find a way to use him in a wide variety of ways in the backfield, lined up out in the slot. He is speed. He is dynamic. He can catch the ball. And every time he gets his hands on the ball, it's a possible touchdown. It's the kind of playmaker. The way I always describe him is he's the most explosive Bears player since Devin Hester. When he gets his hand on the ball, the stadium notices. And I think you'll see tonight the Bears will be able to use him in a wider variety of ways because the opposing defense is not going to be able to gang the line of scrimmage against Trubisky. They're going to have to respect the passing game. And I think it's the passing game. I think Trubisky extending plays and finding Cohen when Cohen finds a hole in the defense, that's where the explosive plays will come from tonight. Cohen is special.
Good stuff. Jeff Hughes, looking forward to it tonight. What do you got? The Bears get the victory at home?
I think so. I have a feeling Trubisky's going to have a special night tonight, and the Bears are going to win this game. And the talk of Chicago tomorrow is going to be the Cubs up 2-1, and the Bears go into 2-3.
Look at that confidence on the Cubs and the Bears tonight. Jeff Hughes from DeBearsBlog. Thanks, as always, for your time, Jeff. We'll talk again soon.
Take care, Trent.
All right, good stuff out of him on the Draft House 50 Hotline. As we come to you live today from Villaggio Italian Restaurant, we got Derek here from BC Divide, Black and Cardinal Divide, talking some Hawkeyes with him. Derek, not much of a baseball guy, though, huh? Your brother has that.
Yeah, Cody's been a huge, I mean, he's the Cardinal side of Black and Cardinal Divide, and he also happens to be a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan, so he's probably ignoring this Cubs game right now.
Yeah. Well, if you're not adored at getting off of work today, stop on out here to Villaggio. Happy hour goes until 6 o'clock tonight. Great beers on tap and wonderful food as well. I had the chicken parm, and Derek, you looked a little jealous as I was mowing that down during the commercial.
Sandwich looked amazing. I was sitting here listening to you talk, and I couldn't remember what this place used to be. I'd been here a few times when mm-hmm. it was an Irish bar, and you said it was Murphy's, so that brought back some memories. But, yeah, I really like what they've done with the place, and your sandwich looked delicious.
Yeah, Dan does a great job. We'll talk with Dan coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour. So talked about the Hawks. Well, actually, we ended up talking more about Iowa State than we did about the Hawkeyes. The win against Illinois, incredibly frustrating first half. Not just they, again, struggled to run the football early on. That got better as the game went on, especially late, as really physically kind of putting the toll on Illinois. But the Illini were gashing them up front, running for big plays. Still a head scratch. If you just look at the final score, you say, all right, Iowa blew out Illinois. I think there's still some deeper questions than just what we saw in the final score, though.
Yeah, I agree. And that's this Iowa team really is a head scratcher. It's hard to put a finger on, are they really good? Are they average? Are they mediocre? Are they worse than that. I mean, once you feel like you have a feeling for what type of team they are, they go and, you know, throw a loophole at you. And I don't know. I mean, you know, their defenses look really good at times, and then they gave up over 200 yards rushing to Illinois, which was shocking to me. And then, you know, Nate Stanley, I look at his stats. He's got like 15 touchdowns and two interceptions.
Yes.
And that, for a true sophomore quarterback, those are incredible numbers. But I still don't know if he's I don't know what to expect out of him.
Right.
I mean, I'm sitting there watching, and it's frustrating, and then all of a sudden it's exhilarating. I mean, it's like I don't know what to expect out of this team. The one thing I keep going back to with the running game, I think this bye week came at a good time.
Yes.
Because
it's I mean, we say it all the time. Whenever a bye comes for a team, for the most part, you're like, oh, it came at a good time.
But in their defense, though, they have – the offensive line has been shuffling since game one.
Yep.
And they have probably been a letdown overall, but a lot of people don't realize how much they've been shuffling that offensive line around. I don't know if you noticed, but Tristan Wirfs got some reps on Saturday. Yeah.
And it's something that I talked about last week. They did – I think Kirk must be listening to me because I said, shut Boone Myers down. Boone Myers – every time you key on him, and I don't break down tape per se, but I like to go back and watch the game and key on offensive line. You can tell, I mean, there are times that he can't push off with that bad ankle.
Yep.
He just can't do it, and he can't get away with it. We'll see. A high ankle sprain, even 2 weeks away, might not be enough to get him back to, I don't know, 85, 90%. But you got to take a shot here. Works, he is a tackle. And
he looked good.
There's going to be growing pains. Yeah. There's going to be – you're not going to play Illinois every week. But the schedule sets up well. You know what – back. Northwestern has been a disappointment. Minnesota, I think we're seeing the real Gopher squad coming up out of that one. You know, you go through here, you win these couple of games, and things are looking a lot better. So you're right. I think time now for this offensive line to gel. Get Boone Myers healthy. If he can help you out inside a guard, so be it. If not, you got your tackles of the future. And still a chance to make a run here in the second half and get set up for November when you get Ohio State and Wisconsin back-to-back.
Well, and Sean Welsh is a heck of a lineman, but he's a guard.
Yes.
He's a guard, and that's why I like the fact that they gave Wirfs the start out at right tackle, get Welsh back into the guard position. I think that's the direction that they should be headed with the starting rotation here. And yeah, the bye week comes at a good time. And, yeah, I mean, if you just look at the games they should win, in my opinion anyways, they get Northwestern, they get Minnesota, they get Nebraska, then that's seven games right
Purdue.
There. Purdue. Yeah, Purdue, I missed that one.
That's
and eight. Then you've got really tough games against Ohio State, and obviously Wisconsin. But I think, I mean, you saw how they played against Penn State. Mm-hmm. You know, if they get some confidence with Northwestern and Minnesota, start to build that running game, they could make a couple of those games interesting.
Night game possibility with Ohio State. Unfortunately, it's Ohio State.
I know.
There's just something. Playing Michigan, playing Penn State, always feels like the Hawkeyes have a chance. Ohio State... not so much. We don't have to worry about that one, though, for about a month. November 4th, the Buckeyes come to town. We'll take the time out. Come back 5 o'clock hour. If you're getting off work, stop on out to Villaggio. Happy hour going on right now until 6 o'clock. That's where we are. Big thank you to Derek for stopping by. BCDivide.com is the website. Black and Cardinal Divide, a website dedicated to the rivalry of Iowa and Iowa State. We'll come back here. Kick off the 5 o'clock hour. Jimmy B joins the fray once again on the Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber
and Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker 1700 KBGG. Boom!
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trent Cotton here for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. You want to go with the lighter fare? They got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football headquarters, Draft House 50, 6240 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. I'll see you there.
Sponsored by Target. Trick out your Halloween at Target with costumes, candy, decor, and more with scary good prices every week. Target run and done.
Jim Gray from Westwood One here with a Monday Night Football preview. Kevin Harlan and Boomer Esiason are in Chicago for NFC North action as the Bears host the Minnesota Vikings. Bears head coach John Fox announced this week that first-round draft pick Mitchell Trubisky will be making his debut as starting quarterback on Monday night.
With this extra time to prepare for the Minnesota Vikings, the timing works out pretty well, too, as far as his preparation. And, you know, again, will he make mistakes? I'm sure. But I think he's ready for it, and we'll see how he responds. I think he'll respond well.
The Vikings will be without rookie running back Dalvin Cook, who suffered a season-ending ACL injury last week. It's a big loss, considering that Cook was a top-five rusher in both attempts and yards. Join us for the Vikings and the Bears on Monday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Napa Know-How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
If you've got goals, GNC's got your protein. Check out all the top brands and bestsellers from Optimum and MuscleTech and get undefeated protein performance from GNC Amphway Bolic. It's GNC's number one selling protein of all time. Plus trending in-store exclusives from Ghost and Performix and taste bud busting flavors like cereal milk, fruity charms, and Tahitian vanilla. All that protein power is backed by GNC's price match guarantee. If you find a lower national brand price, GNC will beat it by a buck. Visit your GNC to get the right protein formula for your goals.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO.